This is NPR Illinois. I'm Michelle Ackles. The Trump administration proposed a new rule aimed at cutting protections for millions of acres of wetlands and streams across the country. Juan Pablo Romero Franco has more.
The new rule would end protections for wetlands and streams not immediately connected to larger bodies of water. Robert Hirschfeld with the Prairie Rivers Network said that's bad news for Illinois' already dwindling supply of wetland habitat.
In Illinois, we do not have comprehensive statewide wetlands protections. That loss of the Federal Clean Water Act means it is open season on wetlands in Illinois.
A study from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign found the new rule would impact up to 90% of Illinois' remaining wetlands. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton is so far sticking to her pledge to reject money from corporate PACs during her U.S. Senate run. But she's still taking thousands from corporate executives and company leaders. The Chicago Sun-Times reports Stratton returned to a $5,000 check from the Marquee Energy corporate PAC, for example, but then accepted $21,000 from the heads of Marquee Management. Sun-Times national political reporter Tina Spundalis says there's nothing illegal about this.
She's not doing anything wrong. It's just that if you're going to say that you don't want these corporate PAC dollars and are still taking corporation money, it's just like kind of a fine line.
Sundeles reports Stratton launched the new Illinois Future PAC in September with the intention to fund media buys. The PAC isn't coordinating with Stratton's Senate campaign, and it is unclear if it has accepted any corporate PAC money so far. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker doesn't like the way Congressman Chuy Garcia announced his retirement. Garcia filed his nominating petitions to run for another U.S. term in the U.S. House. But after the filing period closed, he changed course, citing his health and family. Only one person, his chief of staff, Patty Garcia, had filed to replace him. Pritzker says he respects the congressman but doesn't agree with what he did.
I don't think that this was the right way to exit. I guess I'm a little surprised that there's been so much notice of it, but not surprised people's reactions.
The U.S. House, including some Illinois Democrats, approved a resolution this week condemning Garcia's actions. The sponsor, Congresswoman Marie Luzenkamp Perez, says that Garcia tried to subvert the will of his voters by handpicking his successor. The city of Decatur scaling back its water rationing. Recent rain has helped with the levels of Lake Decatur, but city officials are asking for voluntary conservation. The city is still reviewing its options going forward. Among the voluntary rationing being requested is limiting the use of water on lawns and other vegetation, washing vehicles at commercial car washes only, and not serving water at a restaurant unless customers ask for it. It is 7:07. You are listening to NPR Illinois.